Can you explain what permanent supportive housing is for people that don't know?
Sure. Permanent supportive housing is where you take an individual off the street or out of the shelter that's mentally ill, substance abuser, been homeless a long time, and you put them straight into housing. And they're allowed to continue to use alcohol, drugs, and smoke in their housing just like regular citizens can. And so then you wrap services around them with on-site case management, and you then begin to work with them to help them stabilize, get the chaos out of their lives. Then when they're ready, you assist them to move into treatment programs.
We have some of that here, and I'm sure they have some form of that in cities around the country. What allowed you to scale it to the point where you actually reduced homelessness so significantly in Utah?
We made it a statewide effort. The governor's office was behind it, key mayor's offices were behind it, and then we built over 1,000 units. We basically made the effort to build 180 or 200 each year for a period of time there so that we could get a big impact on that and reduce our homeless, chronic homeless population by 91% in a 10-year period.
When you read a story like this, I guess the first thing that I wonder is, why doesn't everyone around the country stop what they're doing and just do this? So as you've traveled around the country talking to different administrations and different groups, what is your sense for why that isn't happening since 2015 when people saw these results come in?
Well, that's a very good question because I've been asked many times, why was Utah successful? And basically, I boiled it down to three elements. There's champions. You need champions who, at a high enough level, that can bring all of the key people together. So the mayor's office, the governor's office, the county commissioner's offices are very important that they support this. Doesn't mean they have to do it, but they support it. And then you have people who lead the effort. Then you need to collaborate among the political leaders, the business leaders, the homeless service providers, the housing authorities. So collaboration becomes very important. And then we're very compassionate for homeless citizens.
How much has this caught on? I mean, are there other states that have either partially adopted this strategy or fully adopted it since 2015?
Yeah, permanent supportive housing first, has been adopted across the country. Basically, my observation has been that there's been an agency that does permanent supportive housing. Very important, but it's an agency. It's not a systemic change.
Have any states done it at the scale that Utah did it, do you think?
Well, no, I'm not aware of any state to the level that Utah has done it. There's been some cities like Columbus that have been very organized in their effort. So there's been those kinds of situations. But it's very rare to find state and county and city and homeless service providers coming together on a systemic change.
And when you talk to people at kind of the high level, either at the governor's office or something like that, I mean, is there a really profound misunderstanding, do you think, with some of those people that is keeping them from wanting to do this, or something that you have trouble convincing them of when you talk to them about it?
Well, you can say the words, they can hear it, but it's a huge political risk for political leaders. It takes a big commitment, and so many are not willing to do that. And your political leaders have all kinds of alligators they're having to deal with, transportation issues, crime issues, and so do they take this one on.
Anything else you want to say about it?
It can be done. We know the solution. Our homeless citizens are part of our community. The churches in their theology is to reach out to help the poor and needy. It's amazing what can happen when you focus on what you want, which is housing opportunities for all your homeless citizens. You don't want to have a vision statement that says we want to end homelessness, because then you're focused on what you don't want. You want to focus on what you want. We want housing opportunities for all our homeless citizens, and every community can make that happen.
Thanks so much for talking to me.
You're welcome. Thanks for the opportunity to be with you.